with SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. On Sunday, Gaza received its largest aid shipment since the start of the war.
It comes after thousands of people broke into warehouses to take food, hygiene products, and other basic supplies. The Gaza Health Ministry reports the death toll among Palestinians climbing to 8,000.
That's correspondent Mimi Montgomery reporting. Over 1,400 people died on the Israeli side, mainly civilians killed during the Hamas initial attack. In all, nearly three dozen trucks entered Gaza in the largest aid convoy since the war between Israel and Hamas began. Humanitarian workers say it's not enough, though, to meet people's needs. And as the war enters a new phase, President Biden pressing Israeli and Arab leaders to think hard about their eventual post-war reality. Mr. Biden says central to that future should be achieving the long-sought two-state solution where Israel coexists with an independent Palestinian state. The push for a two-state solution has been put on the back burner since the last American-led effort at peace talks collapsed in 2014. Also at SRNNews.com, the Union for Striking Auto Workers and Jeep maker Stellantis reached a tentative contract deal over the weekend as the UAW adds GM's largest factory with almost 4,000 employees to its strike list.
Anthony Collier, who was walking the picket line at a Michigan plant Saturday, is confident it will pass.
We hear that it's going to be parity at least with Ford, so we believe that a lot of people are looking forward to signing.
The deal includes a 25% general wage increase over time, with top plant workers making more than $42 an hour, something UAW member Deshaun McKinley looks forward to.
It means I can take care of my family and better prepare for their future.
I'm Julie Walker.
The World Series is tied at a game each with the Rangers and the Diamondbacks. Game 3 Monday night from Arizona. This is SRN News. Clemson takes a step back from transgenderism.
The South Carolina University has decided to remove feminine hygiene dispensers from the men's bathrooms on campus. This is a victory for the Clemson College Republicans Club, which had been fighting to have the dispensers removed for the past year. Things got moving when a Republican South Carolina State Representative April Cromer contacted school officials. The campus GOP club also got help from the South Carolina State Freedom Caucus. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Relatives of victims of war crimes committed by Myanmar's military filed a criminal complaint in the Philippines as they increasingly seek to hold the generals accountable in courts outside their country. Hundreds of people have been killed in artillery bombardments and airstrikes in Chin. That's the only predominantly Christian state in Buddhist Myanmar. More than 2,000 houses and buildings, including 60 churches, have been destroyed. This is SRN News. The battle between Israel and Hamas continues as we get the latest from Felice Friedson in Jerusalem.
Phase 2 of the Israel-Hamas war is underway, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Israeli leader addressed the nation Saturday night, again cautioning that the war will not be over anytime soon. He repeated what has become the war's mantra, that the people of Israel are fighting for their second war of independence. Meanwhile, tension is building between government officials over whose negligence allowed the Hamas invasion to go off unnoticed and why it took so long for the army to enter the fray. In a tweet, Netanyahu accused the Shin Bet intelligence agency and the military, but removed the post. Relatives of those kidnapped are demonstrating in Jerusalem. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and at SRNNews.com.